If you have a knife that has a lot of notches in it, so it depends. Tidon kemegira. Plus it has loch like a megira, like a sword that's puzzle. But the shame bell of the key makas only has one notch on the knife, then it depends how this notch is. Oigreis tsula. If it's oigreis, then it's puzzle. We'll soon see what it means. Or mesecheches, if it drags it in, we'll soon think shera, then it's kosher. Sumar says, what's the difference? What type of pagam is kosher? What type of pagam is posel? Now, if it only has one notch on the top of the knife, so the shayla how this is. So what's the difference? Omer Abelazar was like this. Igeres, that we say, Igeres is psula mishtei ruches. Means it has notches on both sides of it. Like it goes inside, and both sides of it has a pagam. Both sides, there are two edges to it. Yeah. And then we say it rips the simonim. Mesachsechus means murachachas. Means the notch is only on one side. It doesn't go on both sides, only on one side. Then we say the shchit is kshayr. So the verse says why? The what? The more is this question now. Maishno mishtei ruchas. Why by shtei ruchas you say it's possible? The mur shakama, the first edge like machlish. That cuts through a little bit. It goes through the skin a little bit. Or Musha Basra Boza. And the second notch already, like rips it, like tears the simonim. The first one just goes through the meat, and the second one already tears the simonim. And so Achas Nami, even if you only have one edge to the notch, the Chufa Chufa, the Sakina Machlish, the sharpness of the knife, that starts the Shechita, that should cut the skin. And Musha, when it gets to the edge of the notch, that should be bezah. That should also like just rip the simonim, just tear the simonim, not call the shechita. So why is it kosher? Someone says, yes, we're talking about now the koyim aresha taskina, that this one notch now that's bent there is at the top of the knife. So therefore, the teretz is that even when the notch reaches, it only starts to cut the skin, but by the time you get to simonim, in the bottom part of the knife, that's kosher. Someone says, say, so what? The Oslo Machlish. When you take the knife, it still starts to cut the skin. Tiosa, when you go downwards one way, but Tiosa, when you come backwards, like Hurashit, you go back and forth a few times. So true, the first time you don't cut the simonim. When you're coming backwards with the knife already, Tiosa, when you come back, Boza, then the Kura, this notch, should be like ripping the simonim. Someone says, no, Kagoyin Shalifla Hevi. It's talking about a long knife, but it's a very short neck. So you just do it one time. Sure, you only go forward, you don't come back with it. Therefore, if the notch is the beginning of the knife and there's only one edge to it, that edge at most only cuts the skin, but does not get to the simonim. Therefore, by the time you get to the simonim, it's kshayra. Then what says Amar Rava? Gimel midas pesachin. There are three different types of midas, halakas of a notch in the knife. Oigeres, that's again, oigeres means you have two edges to it. Don't make a shechita with it. And the yimshach shechitas apsul, like we just said, if it has two edges to the notch, then the second edge for sure tears or rips the simonim, therefore shechita is psula. Misuch seches, let's say it only has one edge to it, then lechatchila leyishchat bo lechatchila. Lechatchila don't shech with this knife. Because still, you may go back and forwards with it. The yimshach, if we do it, the eifanet, we say, where the notch is only at the beginning, the tip of it, and you only go forwards, not backwards, then for the other shikatasik shaver. What's going to be if you have the indentions, the notches, all over your it, like it's not smooth, one goes up, one goes down, then b'sakin shekha b'lachila, then you even let a shekh b'lachila with that. The Rashi says, going, shenifkumo pegam godol, there's a big pegam there, v'ochla k'oksin, but you smoothed out the edges of it, the mashchez with a sharpener. It's only like lower. In other words, the knife has no really no edges there. Just the knife itself just goes up and down like a nice smooth U shape, but there's no points to it there. So then it's kosher. That'll be kosher. That's not called something that would rip it. That's only called the knife is going up and down. Then if it's all smoothed out, that's still kosher. Oh, Malay Rav Huna, Bray the Rav Nechemir, Rav Ashi. Or Mark, when you told us over, Mishmei Dro, name of Rav, that Mosachsecha Tzula. If you have this knife, that even though it only has one edge to it, the pagam still tzula. Before we said in the successive shema, before we said that the yevet is kosher. So it's a lakasha. Kan shalilach hevi. If you take the knife and go back and forwards with it, like we said before, then rather when you come back, that's going to tear the simon and that's tzula. Kan, when do we say it's kshemi but yevet? Shalilach, we only go forwards. Go ahead, you don't bring the knife back. And when the pagam to the tip of the knife, still is kshemi but yevet. O malei ravacha brei di ravaviyah. The ravashi. Dam yele sasor mai. What's going to be if the knife looks like a sasor? What's going to be then? So Rashi says, dam sasor means arishta, means zakana shibolim. You have an old stalk. Shein acholak, it's not too smooth. Kach sak, then you have this knife, shein pi acholak. The blade is not sharp. Avo pagam ein bo, like a dull knife. It doesn't have any pagam, there's no notches in it, but it's very dull. What's the locha? My or Malay, my yoyiv lo mi bisra v'yachlinam. Who would give me from the meat of that sheep and I would eat from it? In other words, it's kshera. There's yivad lechatchil, you're supposed to have a sharp knife. But if the knife is dull and it'll take you half an hour to make the shrita, and you're going to keep on going back and forwards, and if not, it's a kashra shrita, he would eat from the meat also. Oh, ma rav chizda. Minayim lebedika sakim in a tzara. How do you know such an Indian that you're supposed to check out the sakin before you make the shrita? It's called Badika Sakin. See, it's Midirais, the Shneva, the Pesach says, Vishachatem Bazer, Viachatem. Rashi Vishachatem Bazer means, Vishal, it says Vishal Ksiv, Umidikama Bazer, Shamina Sakin Zer Bodiklem. Like he told him, Shech with this knife, Mashma, this knife was checked out. Vishachatem Bazer, Viachatem means do it with this knife because I checked it out already. So Mar says though, Pshita, Kivon Dechi Knockout Trefor, Boy Badika. Avada, you have to check out the knife before. Because if there'll be a pagam or make a tracer, so pshit, you have to check the knife before. If that means it was time, how do you know you have to check out a sakin altogether? Whether that's pshita. So what he meant to say is lechochem kaminan. How do we know that even though the sheikh checks it out himself, it's not enough? He's supposed to show it to a chochem, a talmud chochem. So that's this posik. The ma'ayv, Omer of Yechon Yechon said, Oyomer la'ar a sakin lechochem, I'm gonna make kodesh a chochem. Not a real device for the kalacha, it's only with the rabbanim. To the other chokim in the town, so it's all covered around, you should show him the knife. It's more so true, about it's only with the rabbanim this halacha. Al covered chachomim, the sheikh should always show his knife to the chokim first. And this prospect here from Shoal is only a smach to biyama, it's only a smach to biyama. But rather the din to show to a chokim is only with the rabbanim. The ma'arov in Eretz Yisrael, bodiklei b'shimsha, used to check out the knife, b'shimshin the sun. Rashi says, "Noisa noisa b'shemesh roin b'chudai." If you put the blade up to the sun and then you look down, that's the best way to tell if there are any notches there or not. So you have to check it out, looking up towards the sun, looking out the blade. B'nadoi bot kulubamaya. They used to check it over in water. If you put, Rashi says, "Hoifech chuda lamata," they would put the sharpness downwards, or malicha, they put on top of the water. And if there be any pagam, any notches there, it would like pull the water, it would make like a bubble there or something. They could tell us through putting the knife through the water, they could tell if there was any pagams or not. Yerev Sheshes Bodik Lo Beresh Lishna. He used to be Bodik with his tongue. He used to put the knife, the blade over his tongue, and he could tell if there was a notch there or not. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Bodik Lo Bechut Hasara. He used to check it with a hair, he'd take out of one hair, and go over it lightly and see if it gets stuck there. If there be any notches there, the hair will get stuck in the notch. Yeah. The Surya Amri, and so they said, Bisra Ochlo, Bisra Lebotka. That since the sakin is supposed to cut meat, the best way is to check it over meat also. Meaning Rashi says, Bisra Ochlo, he bo lachatech boso, the thikach ikka b'dikasa lebosa. You should check it over meat also. Means either with your tongue or else with your hands. Take your hands over the blade slowly to see if there's any pagan. That's the best way to check it out. Yeah. Amar Papa says, Tzricha Bedika Abisra V'Atufrayu. Once you check it out with your hands, not only with your finger, but over your nail also. Let your nail also go over it slightly to feel if there's any pagan there or not. And some of the Jews say, V'Atlosa Ruchosa. That you have to check it out on all three sides. I mean the right side of the blade, the left side, and the top side. Three different Bedikas. Omer Levinu Rashi, Omer Lord Rab Soma Bray, the Rab Mishashio, Mishmech in your name, the Yamut, Le Yisrael Mishmei, the Rabo, Tzricha Bedikra Abisrava Tufrayu, Ratlosu Rechosti, so clearly, you have to check out the knife with your finger and with your nails, and there are three sides of the blade. Omer Le, he said back to him, Abisrava Tufrayu, that's not the truth. I said you have to check it out both on your finger and on your nails. But Ratlosu Rechosti, Yamut, that I didn't say. That you have to check it out on all three, like two sides of the blade and the top side. And he could hear me something like this. Abis, Rav Yatuf, Rav Yatuf, Rav Yatuf, Rav Yatuf, Rav Yatuf, I said it. But Mishmei, the Rav, Rav the name of Rav, I didn't say it. Ravina, Rav Acha, Bred, the Rav, have a Yasri, Kaim, the Rashi. They're both sitting in front of a Rashi. I see Sakam, the Kamei, they brought a knife in front of them. The Kaim, the Rashi. Lebotka, to check out the knife to see if it's kosher or not. Omale le Rav Acha, he said to Rav Acha, Bred, the Rav, Bitka, he told them to check it out. So, Botka, Atuf, Rav Yadisro. Itaka used his tooth for his nails, then he checked it on his fingers. He had lost the chosa on his the three sides of the blade, he checked it out, the top side also. Omle said, Dr. Miyasha, like you did the right thing, that's the good way to check it out. And the Chayn Amrav Kana, the same thing. They check it out this way. Chayn Amrav Kana. Rav Yehmeram of Yehmeh says, Atuf of Yabisra Tricha. No, you only have to check the knife one time with your nails and once with your finger. But at loss of a chosla tzvich, you don't have to do it on all three sides of it. Why? Me lo yom abzeh. Since didn't Rabzeh say, oh my Shmuel, li bein tzak, let's say you make the knife red hot. The shachat bo, and you shecht with the shchitasek sheva. Why? Shechi duda kodim li buna, because the sharpness of the knife cuts it before the heat burns the simonim. Yeah. So the question is, Vakashim, we have the question over there, that's good, the blade itself. What about the sides of the blade? When you start to shech, the sides of the blade should then burn the simonim, make a nekiv, it makes a hole in the nekiv in the simonim, should make a trefer. For Aminu, we answered before, no, the bechit is so tight that when you slice to the drop, it pulls to the sides, that the sides of the knife don't touch the simonim. So Hokinam, you also say the same thing. Based on Shkit, the Mirvach Ravach, it's like very stretched there. When you put the knife there, the only part that touched the simonim is only the chudai, the blade, the sharpness of the blade, not the sides. So there was no reason to check out the sides of the knife. That's what you hold. You don't have to check out the two sides of it, just the top. Plus, the other one, the know that even so, on the sides, Ramesh, the other top, you can also check it, maybe be a problem there. So it also maybe rip it. Yeah. Rashi says, "Afilu v'achi kaim alon pravacha v'avkan v'avashi v'kula meroy diyam ritzricha bisvatufra v'atlas v'ruchosa." Rashi says, even though Moritz is prakasha, but still that's halacha. You have to check it on all three sides with your nail and with your fingers. Rashi says, "What's going to be the yimshach if somebody forgot and they didn't make a bedikah kodem shchita? Then it's enough to shech the rest of shchita and still it's kasha." Mayis, I think, this man is there, first with a noy, the shechtim, they don't show it to a chacham. Actually, the chacham, Michael and then they do it themselves. And also, I think, Mayis, the minitayah, they don't check out the knife three times, it's just enough to go over it once. They time it the way, they check it out, that's why mumcha, they check all three sides at one time. Omer Rav Huna da Rav Ktina, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, that Sholosh, Yesholosh Begimusain. There are three types of begimus. Three things that become pogum becomes posel. Or Rashi says the shirach, we don't have the same shear for the pogum. How much of a notch do you have to make the poslet? Begimus etzem pesach. So one thing by an etzem pesach, Rashi says, lav olov, the lav, the etzem asishma break. The lav not to break a bone from the korban pesach. Now how much do you have to break it to be over this lav? And who had been begimus oizim of the chor? Now let him make a mum on the chor. If you make a small dent here in his eyes, in his ear, that also makes the pagan. That's a vera of making a mum. And the word then, pegimas mum the kodeshim, to make a pagan in a, as she says, mikavas, going chatis, the shlomim, sheish ben pegimais, shem negas of the chor. There's something to gum there also. So these three halachis all have the same shia. I think it was the mashu. Yeah. The chor pegimas mum the kodeshim, yeah. Rav Chizda Amar, Af Pegimus Sakin, the same thing by Sakin also, Shchita, you have to check the knife. So any small notch makes a psul. Read the Quran, the first time I'm going to say this. Pechulim like Kemar, we're not talking about chulim, we're talking about kashim. But the real masking me with the same halachas. Pechulim pegumasim, all these pegams, how much is it to pasul? Kedei pegimasam mizbeach. The same thing that pasul the mizbeach. For the more of a kamar pegimasam, how much has to be missing by the mizbeach to pasul the mizbeach? Kedei shetach gobot siparim. If you put your nail over it, your nail will get stuck there. Even though it's so small that just your nail will get stuck, you fill it with your nail, that's called the pegam, the pasul. Yes.
Yeah, we'll stop here.